New product introduction schedules. Developing a new product introduction, NPI schedule involves mapping out and managing a product's beginning of life process, possibly using project management. NPI is a component of the development chain, which parallels the supply chain and interacts with it at many points. In addition to NPI, the development chain may include product engineering, make or buy decisions, early supplier involvement, concurrent engineering, strategic sourcing, supplier footprint, and contracting with capable suppliers. Here are some potential phases in NPI or the development chain innovation. During this phase, research is conducted. This can include market research, for example, collecting and disseminating customer feedback, competitor scanning, experimentation, and invention. Concept. Research coalesces into a vision of the product/service that is vetted for customer demand and financial promise. Development. Engineering, manufacturing, and other functions may work together to add detail to the concept through a number of iterations. Concurrent engineering, designed for logistics or designed for the environment, may be applied to ensure that the product will be cost-effective to source, make, and deliver. Prototyping. A working model of the product and related services is developed. A prototype's purposes include proving feasibility and eliciting feedback. A prototype schedule helps manage iterations of the prototype that capture feedback from both the demand side and the supply side. Demand side inputs include focus groups and market-based release deadlines. Supply side inputs include make or buy, production feasibility and cost, product architecture, for example, integrated versus modular, scalability and economies of scale plans, and capacity requirements versus current load. Engineering. Engineers develop the product structure and bills of material, including detailed drawings, tolerances, level of modularity, and manufacturing requirements. A document management system can be used to help manage configuration, versions, and collaboration efforts. Supply. Supply requirements are developed, capable suppliers are identified, and the supply footprint is mapped out. The supply footprint is the map of where suppliers need to be located and what critical characteristics, such as available capacity or specific capabilities, need to be represented in each area. It is important at this point to review supply constraints that may impact the NPI schedule. In addition to finding capable suppliers fast enough, another supply constraint is lead time versus cost, which can be significant due to global sourcing. This differs by product type. Innovative products typically require compressed timelines to shorten time to market. Functional products tend to have low margins, making cost the primary factor. Manufacturing. While manufacturing was listed elsewhere as a middle-of-life activity, clearly manufacturing capability and capacity need to be developed earlier, at least to the degree needed for the first planned phase of demand. The manufacturing environment, process, and type and other choices are also determined. These may also be reassessed as the product goes through its life cycle and experiences changes in customer expectations and/or production volume requirements. Future demand growth may later require more investments in capacity and throughput. Launch. Marketing and sales launch the product and foster awareness of it. Note the mention above of innovative versus functional products. Different sorts of products will require different NPI frequencies and different supply chain strategies to make them work, as discussed more next. NPI frequency versus demand uncertainty. New products occupy a spectrum from innovative products at one end to functional products at the other end. Designing and managing the supply chain cites an article by Marshall Fisher, who coined the term technology clock speed. Clock speed is the rate of technology change for the given industry, market, or product. It strongly influences the duration of a product's life cycle. Innovative products have fast technology clock speeds and life cycles, while functional products have slow technology clock speeds and life cycles. Fast clock speeds require compressed NPI schedules. The product design strategy and the supply chain strategy need to align with the type of product being developed. An important supply chain factor to consider is demand uncertainty. Items with low demand uncertainty can be pushed out to the market because there is steady demand. Items with high demand uncertainty should move more toward a pull model so that only what is demanded is produced. Exhibit 4-114 compares NPI frequency to demand uncertainty, resulting in four quadrants of product types. Exhibit 4-114, UNPI frequency versus demand uncertainty. As shown in the graphic, the four categories of products are as follows. Unstable demand, low clock speed. The life cycle for the products is long, and the products can have an integral design, not modular. The products can be pushed to a certain point, and then demand pull can take over. This could occur by centralizing inventory and drop shipping, for example. Unstable demand, high clock speed. Due to the high rate of change and short life cycles, manufacturing highlights responsiveness over cost. Modular designs, short lead times, maintaining excess capacity and dynamic market pricing can help ensure that supply can quickly respond to changing demands. Stable demand, low clock speed. These are staple items that have low margins and need to be produced economically and create high turnover to ensure profitability. Since these are make-to-stock items, they can have an integral design. Stable demand, high clock speed. There are few finished goods in this category, but many types of components fit in this area if enough buyers exist to keep demand stable. Due to the short product life cycles, modular designs enable variations on products, and as NPI occurs, portions of the product or component that don't need to change might be able to be used in the new version. Push manufacturing and supply chain efficiency help ensure profitability.